goes astray, and the flame dies away. You walk the lonesome night.
Good afternoon, everybody.
When dreams become...
How can you not smile when you hear the beginnings of When Love Goes Astray? I want to remind everyone that there's a contest going on. Who does that song? I know. And if you call in to 877-480-4120, I will give you a copy of Marina Lombardi's book, It's My Divorce Too, Divorce from a Child's Perspective. Another absolutely gorgeous day in New York. Beginning of a beautiful, beautiful weekend. And what better time to talk about divorce. Stick around for the next hour before starting your weekend, as we will be discussing subjects that will enhance your relationship, whether you're trying to keep the marital ship afloat or you are embarking onto and into uncharted waters. Before I introduce my guest, I want to remind you of a few things. This show and all of my prior shows are available for podcast at the Talking Alternative website. Just go to the Divorce Hour page and you'll be able to download the podcasts as they're available. Next, if you like what you hear at Talking Alternatives, don't keep us a secret. Tell a friend. Tell all of your friends. As you know, I explore show topics that are of interest to me. I remind you that I'm a matrimonial lawyer for the past 30 years and a divorce litigant for the past two. As I always say, 2 years ago, I thought I knew everything there was to know about divorce, and now I recognize just how little about it I truly know. I'm going to keep exploring topics that I'm interested in. If you have a topic that you want to discuss with me, you can email it to me at larry@divorcebybloom.com. That's Bloom, B-L-O-O-M, Divorce by Bloom, no spaces. You can call in to this station, or if you have a personal question that you do not want me to address on the air, you can call me in my office at 212-964-3502. Despite all of the problems in society today, the issues of finances, health challenges, your children's issues, always a big one, sex, or better yet, the intimacy, tops, or lack of intimacy, actually, tops the list of why many marriages end in divorce. I remember that on my very first foray into the talking alternative world, our good friend Giorgio asked me what were the five most common reasons for divorce. And I said, number one, sex. Number two, communication, which is really, and sex is part of communication. Number three, sex. Number two, four, money. And number five, sex. There can be a number of reasons for the breakdown of intimacy in a marriage. And people who claim to love each other, or at least have claimed to once loved each other. Understanding the impact of this common problem has on the emotional and physical aspects of a relationship while still married is critical if emotional, mentally, and physical health is to enable a couple to stay together. Of course, couples should seek professional help, but more importantly, they should talk openly and honestly with regard to their expectations and desires. I am so happy today to be joined by Dr. Elisa English. She is a consulting clinician to the national best-selling Souls of My Sister book series. She has been a licensed therapist for over a decade. She specializes in women, children, and family, and provides individual therapy, group therapy, and what else? Lost my train of thought. Excuse me. And coaching services. I'm sorry. Let's do that again. Elisa specializes in women, children, and families and provides individual therapy, group therapy, and coaching services. She is the founder of the Provocative Doctor Experience and PD Consulting and Clinical Services, where her focus is on the overall mental health, physical, and emotional well-being of her clients, with a special interest in women, relationships, and self-confidence. She is a radio personality, she's an author, a motivational speaker, and a professor, and hopefully later on we will get to her full biography, because it's really very interesting. She holds a PhD in social welfare policy from Yeshiva University and a master's of science in social work from Columbia University. Hi, Lisa.
How are you? How is everything going, Larry?
Everything is great. It's great to have you here today. I am so happy to be talking about this subject today. I think it's so important. I know that in my research of you, in order to develop better sexual connectedness, you talk a lot about emotional deposits in relationships. The concept of depositing something sounds like a very deliberate and calculating and provocative way to describe the natural process of companionship, love, and connectedness. What are emotional deposits?
Well, Larry, that is an absolutely wonderful question. And as we do with any deposit, whether it is in a bank or something, or a safe deposit box, you have to put something in for you to get something out. And so what we see, or at least what I understand, is that for your passion to succeed beyond the honeymoon stage, you must deposit the kinds of things that allows a relationship to grow, both from a sexual standpoint and from an emotional standpoint.
Okay. I just want to put in, advise my listeners that we are talking about the two aspects. We're talking about trying to preserve your marriage, and we are talking about if you want to start a new relationship after you're divorced. The first thing I will tell you is that, first of all, what should we deposit in our emotional bank account?
Well, Larry, that question is very complicated, and it is certainly based on the relationship. And so you need to really be in tune with your partner. You should be observant in terms of the kinds of things they like. When you're walking down the street, who is that? What's the kind of woman your man actually looks at? So, you know, that you really need to be in tune with your partner. But the kinds of things that I would suggest is spiritual groundedness. Right? Groundedness. And so
tell me what that is.
And so for many people, they get married in some kind of religious institution of some sort, right?
Usually.
But for some reason, after the ceremony, there's no more, no one is really standing behind those morals, those values and principles that the religion or the spirituality has grounded them in. And so maybe going back to some of that to help empower the relationship is a way to start. And I just want to point that out because I hear this all the time. Well, God will handle it. Well, he'll do some of it, but you have to do, you know, a lot of it. I would also encourage people to encourage each other. That means support each other in terms of their dreams. They should fantasize together. Who better than the one you claim to love to explore your fantasies, right? This doesn't mean introducing something completely off the wall, like, you know,
But let's not get into that now. That's not this show.
Right. But does include sexual desires, right? And so how you handle that is very important. There should be cooperation and trust in a relationship, and you should clarify expectations.
Okay. We're going to come back in a couple of minutes. If you have a question for Dr. Elisa, the provocative doctor, call in at 877-480-4120. If you don't call in, I'm going to ask the questions that I'm interested in. This is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, and we are here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network at www.talkingalternative.com. Now, broadcasting 24 hours a day. Talking Alternative.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle. I feel like giving up.
Is this you? Mind over matter, health and fitness can help. If you're expecting an epiphany, chances are it's not happening. Mind Over Matter Health and Fitness can help you get back on track or start a new life in fitness. Join Joshua Margolis, fitness expert, at 212-865-9290 or visit www.mindovermatternyc.com.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
Hey, all you crazy listeners. Looking to boost your business? Why not advertise on Talking Alternative with very reasonable rates? Interested? Simply email at info@talkingalternative.com.
That, of course, is Simple Minds. Don't You Forget About Me. Sam has promised me new music today, new divorce songs. He has a great sense of humor, and as always, if I sound good, it's because of Sam. If we don't sound good, it's because of me. We're here again today with Dr. Lisa English. I believe we have a caller, and I don't want to start with my questions if I have to interrupt for a caller. Have I a caller, Sam? Yes, we do. Hello, who am I speaking with?
Hello, my name is Shaquana.
Hi, Shaquana, how are you?
I'm okay.
Do you have a question for me or for Elisa?
For Dr. Elisa.
Okay.
Elisa.
I just wanted to say, I think the divorce thing is, in my opinion, it's just getting a little bit out of control due to unfaithfulness. And I think it is a mindset, because your mind will say the relationship can't be fixed. So I just wanted to know, what would she say to someone that wouldn't know or think it's not the mind, they're just acting on their own impulse?
Well, that's an excellent question, and that's exactly why we're speaking about emotional deposits, because oftentimes that is the first thing to go, that kind of mental connectedness, that emotional feeling of need and desire. People, for whatever reason, are falling out of love because of some of the most superficial reasons. We understand that stress and all those kinds of things can really have a strain on a relationship, but it's important for people to self-reflect and self-actualize around what exactly is the cause of this breakdown in my relationship, and why am I looking for something in someone else? Is there a deficit in me? And so again, it goes back to those emotional deposits, not only in the relationship, but emotional deposits into your yourself, you know, because then you try to blame other people for your lack of confidence and self-esteem, and so that you try to blame your partner for why things have failed.
And the truth is that when a relationship fails, it's failing because both of you are failing at it, not because one of you, even though one of you is cheating and the other one isn't, is still a breakdown. At least what I've found is there's a breakdown from both sides. And, you know, a good thing to do would be to go into couples counseling. Dr. Elisa, do you do couples counseling?
Absolutely. I do couples counseling, relationship counseling. I work with women, individuals, families, groups. But you can reach me at Provocative, that's Provocativedr, that's short for doctor.com, provocativedr.com, and or you can call me at 866-650-2676, that's 866-650-2676, and I would love to connect with you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank
this
you.
This is Shaquana Clark, that's my full name, and I just, you know, wanted to feel, you know, what were your feelings about that, you know, and I do believe it was just exactly selfishness, you know, on both sides, and, you know, that's what I was thinking, because I once was thinking of divorce myself, but, you know, through counseling and, of course, you know, prayer, that kind of, like, helped the situation, because it was, you have to look at yourself.
Excellent. Yeah. That's right.
Do you have any more questions?
Thank you.
No, I just wanted to comment, you know, and give my little question, and it just was good, and I was happy to receive the email.
Thank you so much. Keep listening. Okay. Tell your friends.
I will.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Have a blessed day.
Thank
okay, you.
You
too. I like that. Have a blessed day. Let's talk more about spiritual groundedness. Now, are you talking about going back to your spiritual leader, the person who performed the marriage, or are you talking about getting in touch with those core values that define a person?
Well, I guess what I'm saying is that if you believe in a higher power, you should go back to whatever the core values of that belief system has grounded you. And so it doesn't necessarily have to be a pastor or a imam or a rabbi. Certainly, oftentimes we have our own opinions about them and their ability to keep themselves spiritually grounded. However, they are certainly a resource to us. But I think this is speaking more to those values and principles that grounded the relationship in the beginning, the kinds of things that you vow to each other in sickness and in health, those kinds of things, right?
You're talking about the traditional vows.
The traditional vows.
But, you know, a lot of people write their own vows.
This is true.
And I think those are actually more meaningful than the traditional ones.
Absolutely.
And
absolutely.
You should really get back to those.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Okay, we're talking about emotional deposits. We had spiritual groundedness. You suggested encouragement and support of each other's dreams. And then you talked about fantasies, all kinds of fantasies.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, the old question, what happens if I hit the lotto? What are we going to do with that money?
Well, I'm going to leave you. No, I'm just
you know, that's the old joke. Honey, I hit the lotto.
Yes.
That's great. Oh, I hit the lotto. Pack your bags. That's great. Where are we going? I'm not going anywhere.
Exactly. Exactly. And so fantasizing here is fantasizing together. So the caller mentioned that, you know, it seems like people cheat for whatever reason. And so part of it is that people believe that they really can't explore their fantasies with their significant other. And so for some reason, they're going to be looked at as like either weird or not necessarily good. And so they try to explore that in other places for whatever reason. I find that quite provocative, that someone that you claim to love, that is supposed to be there with you through thick and thin, that you can't share your deepest interests.
I don't know.
Like a trip to Vegas.
I'm a child of the 60s.
Okay.
So I assume that during your dating and courtship period, you're dealing with your fantasies, your sexual fantasies. Are you suggesting to me that after marriage, we're shutting down those fantasies, or that there's no discussion on that?
There's no discussion. Communication simply ceases. That's it. You're no longer talking about it. Life gets in the way. Children are there. You just no longer, the person just doesn't seem the same to you. And oftentimes, sex is not necessarily communicated very well during a courtship. I mean, people have sex and it may be good, but it's not necessarily fantasies that are fulfilled during a courtship.
Again, I'm a child of the 60s.
Oh, so, okay.
So perhaps I look at it a different way. You're much younger than I am. So what else should we be depositing into that emotional bank account?
Cooperation.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, simply, if it's something that I'm interested in and you don't necessarily find that interesting, it's okay to cooperate and allow me to be me, to just go along with it because it is my life. As long as it's not hurting you and or the family, I think that cooperation is extremely key, because if you if you don't allow people to be themselves, they're going to pull away from you, and they're just not going to deposit anything emotionally into the relationship.
Well, one thing I have learned over the course of time is that you have the ability to change one person in the world, and that's yourself.
Absolutely.
You can't change anybody else.
Absolutely.
Tell me about trust.
Trust. Oh, it takes a lot.
I think that was like our call this question all about trust.
Yes, trust takes a lifetime to earn and a minute to
to lose.
And so this is a deposit that takes a lot of work. It really takes a lot of work. And so without it, you really have nothing. And trust is not just that I trust you, that you will not go out and step out of the relationship.
I'm going to interrupt you for a second, because we're going to come back and we're going to delve into the trust issue. But right now, we need to hear from our sponsors, and you're listening to The Divorce Hour with Larry Bloom and my special guest, Dr. Elisa English, here at Talking Alternative.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Are you stuck in your business or career? Trying to take your business to the next level and it keeps hitting a wall? This is Sam Leibowitz, the Conscious Consultant. I will help you get to the root cause of your abundance issues and help move you forward in your life. Call me now and let's create the future you dream of. 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. The Conscious Consultant, helping conscious people be better business people. I'm Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of The Tony Martinetti Show, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Your nonprofit is ignored because you're small or medium-sized, but you still need expertise and help with technology, fundraising, compliance, finance, and accounting. We'll look at all of these areas on The Tony Martinetti Show, Big Nonprofit Ideas for the Other 95%, on TalkingAlternative.com, Fridays 1 to 2.
TalkingAlternative.com. Frank James, Jesse James, Billy Kid, and all the rest. He's some bad cats way out in the west. Those cats could have dug me in my gangster ways. They would have hung up their guns, dug it to the graves, because I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I'm a gangster.
A gangster of love. I'm here again with Dr. Elisa English. We are talking about deposits into that emotional bank account, and we are talking particularly about trust. Now, trust takes a long time to develop. And do you have methods or working strategies for couples to work on the trust issue?
Well, yes. All of the emotional deposits that you make actually build up to trust. So if you are cooperating, if you are encouraging, if you're supportive, all of those things will help to develop trust. However, trust is complicated. So you can trust people in some areas, but then you don't trust them in others. So you trust them to make sure that the check is deposited in the bank every week to make sure the mortgage is paid. However, if they're out with the group of friends for a night on a town, you may not necessarily trust them. You may not necessarily trust them that you can share with them the kinds of desires and fantasies that you have about your own special interests.
And what I've learned as a divorce litigant are the trust issues involving friends who say, you're both my friends. I want you both to stay my friends. There's a little trust question going on over there.
Yeah, absolutely.
And everybody's heard me talk about this before because it's a serious issue for me.
Absolutely. And the bad thing about trust is that once it's gone, it's pretty much gone. It's very difficult to bring it back. People will continue to exist in a relationship, but there will always be a level of, to me, distrust.
Okay. You got that, everybody? And then you're not just talking about sexual infidelity. You're talking about defying the trust relationship that you've established.
Absolutely.
And those have become withdrawals from your emotional bank account.
Yeah, actually, a bounce check.
A bounce check. We're gonna go back to bounce checks in a minute. I know that in the deposits we're talking, you mentioned clarifying expectations. Isn't that the same as the encouragement and support, or that's completely different?
No.
And the fantasies?
No, clarifying expectations, again, in a courtship, I mean, is one thing. But then when you move in together, the expectation may be that the woman does all the cooking. And today, many women are not interested in cooking. I mean, they're busy, they're working, and so forth. And some men really have that expectation. So you really need to clarify that in the beginning. Do you want children or don't you? Are you interested in boys or girls? How long?
Well, you can't really control boys or girls. But
these are the kinds of things people really need to clarify what the expectations are. Do you what is it that you expect from me? Do you expect sex twice a week? Five times a week?
You're making an offer? Okay, I'm sorry. I'm looking at my notes,
yes.
And we're talking about emotional deposits. Interacting and spending time together, more than communicating. What do you mean by that? Just like going to a ball game together?
Yes, absolutely. Doing things together, having an agenda in terms of the kinds of activities that you guys will engage in order to connect more on a physical level. Communicating is one thing. Good morning, good night. The children are well. They're in school. They're okay. I meant to go, the laundry's done. That's communicating to a certain degree.
That's not really communicating.
but I mean, people, look, and there's research that suggests people may spend less than 10 words a day to each other in a relationship. And they spend a lifetime that way. So, this is certainly more than just, talking with one another throughout the day around your various day-to-day activities. This is really engaging in activities that can bring you both together and closer.
Sounds to me like you're talking about date night.
Date night, sort of old school, but it works. It absolutely works. And it's all about planning something.
And it's essential.
Absolutely.
Once you have children.
Oh, absolutely.
Because
absolutely.
Those darn kids, they get in the way all the time. It's amazing. You can't make them without getting together in the first place, but they seem to weasel their way in between you. during the course of a marriage.
Well, we also allow our children, actually, I think that we allow our children to become a scapegoat for the fact that we don't necessarily want to spend time together.
That could be. I found that the only communication I did with my wife was about child crises.
Mm-hmm.
That was, you know, if and fortunately, the only thing we agreed on were the major decisions involving our children. Minor decisions involving them, we were at opposite ends of the world. She liked to do things that I had absolutely no interest in. I liked to do things that she had absolutely no interest in. So we stopped communicating. And I'm going to go to the next one on the list, which is kissing. You know, kissing is the greatest thing in the
Isn't
world.
It?
And when you stop kissing your partner, man, that speaks volumes.
Absolutely.
And so you're suggesting, you know, little nibbles on the ear while cooking dinner together, not just expecting dinner on the table, but cooking together.
Well, I'm like, actually thinking a little deeper than that.
Okay.
Something more like a deep French kiss.
Okay.
Something. I think that people stop actually engaging in deep kissing right into the marriage. Like within a year or so, people no longer deep kiss. It's sort of like a peck here on the ear, on the head. You feel like a child. A peck on the forehead. I mean, maybe.
An air kiss.
Right, an air kiss, a blow. So, you know, I'm really talking about that kind of thing you did in high school behind the, you know, lockers.
Seven minutes in heaven.
7 minutes in heaven. Absolutely. You need to continue to kiss. It really allows you to physically connect.
And we're going to start with this, but we'll eventually have to come back to it. You say, don't stop having sex.
Yes. Yes. Once you stop having sex, pretty much there's no more emotional deposits being made. Now, that's not to say that there's no relationship and that people don't have mutual respect and care for one another. But to say that you sit back and think about your significant other in a way that just makes you go, aw, no, you're just not there. You really, when they touch you, you feel almost like, ugh, I'm not really interested in that. Don't touch me. Don't feel me. Don't do anything. Sex is really, it really brings you closer. And once you're no longer having it, there's no emotional deposits being made.
Well, I know, in 30 years of practice, when somebody says to me, it's like we're brother and sister.
Yeah.
Or it's like we're roommates. You know, that speaks volumes of where the relationship is and the fact that it is doomed. Because you can't get that back.
No, you can't. I mean, you could. Let me say this. You can work on it, absolutely, through coaching and therapy. And yes, visit Provocative Doctor, Doctor, ProvocativeDoctor.com.
And just so you know, because I couldn't find ProvocativeDoctor.com. My problem was I couldn't spell provocative. Apparently, it's P-R-O-V-O, not V-A.
Right.
So you have to know how to spell it in order to find people.
So, yeah, if you're not, if there's no sex, you really have no relationship. But it's not to say that people do not want to stay together. Oddly enough, even when they're not having sex, they still want to be together in some strange kind of way. And I think it has to do with, you know, the fact that they share a home and other types of responsibilities, children.
I really need to take better care of myself. If only I had someone to help me with my lifestyle.
And learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
Is your marriage in trouble? Are you considering divorce? Hello, I'm Lawrence Bloom, a family law attorney in New York and New Jersey. No one is happier than the day their divorce is final. My firm can help you. We take the nasty out of the divorce process and make people happy. Please call us at 212-964-3502 for a free consultation. That's Lawrence H. Bloom at 212-964-3502. We make people happy.
TalkingAlternative.com.
The Police, King of Pain. I am here today. I'm Larry Bloom. This is the Divorce Hour. I am joined in studio by Dr. Elisa English. And we are talking about sex. First of all, you're not a sex therapist, right?
Right.
Okay.
I'm not. I'm a generalist practitioner.
And just so everyone understands and will look forward to, I'm expecting to have a sex therapist on a future show. I want to do the dating show before the sex therapist comes in,
though. Okay.
I think that's more important.
Yes, it definitely is.
Now, you know, when people at cocktail parties say, oh, you're a divorce lawyer. Why do people get divorced? And I go, sex. And they go, come on. No, I go, really? Too much sex, too little sex, switching teams, for having somebody else. You know? And I'm so glad that this is part of our discussion. How important, from a professional point of view, how important is sex to the relationship? And how many relationships actually end due to a lack of sex?
Well, great question again, Larry. Sex has always topped the list for failed marriages. There's either, like you said, no sex, a sexless marriage, anything less than 10 times a year. Can you imagine people are having sex less than 10 times a year?
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. So sexless isn't like one or two times a year?
No. Sexless is defined as anything less than 10 times a year.
Oh, I had a sexless marriage for much longer than I thought. And it wasn't her fault. It was mine.
Yeah. Good. Good for you. Always to self-reflect. Too little sex, like you said, too much sex, or lack of sexual compatibility, which basically is saying if I may be interested in threesomes and you're not necessarily interested in threesomes, when do I introduce threesomes to you? I may be interested in sex while watching porn. You just think porn is the grossest thing ever. When do you start to have these conversations? As crazy as it sounds, people tend to get married for many reasons other than sexual compatibility, but get divorced mainly for lack of sexual connectedness. This is not to suggest...
Wait a minute. Go into specifics on that for a minute.
Well, people get married for things like he looks like he would be a good father. He seems like he would really bring home a decent check in order to take care of the family.
I'm 29 years old and it's time to start making babies. And this one seems good enough?
Yeah, from a financial point of view.
Okay,
absolutely.
Not even financial, but just... You know, she would be a good mother.
Right.
She would be, a competent wife.
Absolutely. I mean, people don't necessarily want to marry the porn star, but they marry sort of like the girl next door, the really wholesome type, the one that they think they can take home to mom, the one that would really be a very appropriate choice for society.
And people my age would say that's because you want Marianne as opposed to Ginger.
Or Jenna.
You see, that's the difference in generations. You were making a porn reference. I was making a Gilligan's Island reference.
I know. Jenna is a really big brand these
days.
Yes,
she is.
So, again, it's important to know whether or not you have that sexual connectedness. This is not to suggest that sex should be completely explored in all its forms, beauty, and experiences before marriage. However, there should certainly be significant discussion, conversation, and reading with each other about intimacy, pleasure, desires, and so forth in order to develop a solid understanding of what pleases each other. So if people don't have a solid understanding of what pleases each other, as time goes along, you never really have an opportunity or feel comfortable about at what point do you tell people, actually, I do like to watch porn and I like to watch it quite frequently and it would be wonderful if we could watch it together. Well, when was anyone going to tell me this was a side of you that you really wanted to explore?
What's your professional opinion on that?
My professional opinion is that porn can be quite healthy for relationships. It certainly is used in many fertility clinics around the country to help a man
achieve
that what's needed in order to, fertilize an egg. But again, this is some people have, for whatever reason, religious values, etc., why they are not necessarily accepting to porn. And there are porn addictions. And so we need to understand whether or not it's an addiction or it's just something that you do as part of a healthy sexual relationship.
And like most addictions, I would imagine that's something you keep under wraps during the courtship phase.
Right, because when it is an addiction, you want to hide it. So anything that you find salacious or inappropriate, you don't necessarily want to throw that on the person that you're interested in the early phases. For some reason, people believe that, well, the longer they get to know me, they'll appreciate everything about me. Actually, the longer they get to know you, they learn to dislike quite a few things about you. So, yeah, it's important to let a person know within the first few months all of those things that you find interesting, because you would find that a woman would say, really? You like porn? So do I. Let me show you my collection. You know, that kind of thing.
I'm going to ask this because I'm a guy. Okay? Because I'm a guy. How does one bring up threesomes without killing the trust relationship? And for all my listeners who may know me personally, this is just a hypothetical question. This is not something that I am actively exploring. But I've heard people, my late brother, may he rest in peace, was the king of the ménage à trois. How do you bring up that subject without killing the trust?
Well, this is certainly, and I'm not speaking from a personal personal standpoint. From a professional standpoint, I find that it's often more acceptable when the woman introduces threesomes into a relationship. So if a woman says, well, you know, I've been having this fantasy about you and me and someone else, and what do you think about that? Men don't necessarily get turned off by that, and so it certainly works well when the woman is introducing it into the relationship. But when the man introduces it into the relationship, it does, women begin to question whether or not, especially if that's not something you guys have been doing from the beginning of your relationship, start to question whether or not there's infidelity, whether or not you're interested in other women, and this is your way to get
right
to have your cake and eat it too.
So to speak.
So to speak.
All right. We're going to come back with Dr. Elisa English. We're going to talk more about sex and marriage and sex and divorce. Because, after all, this is the Divorce Hour. I am Larry Bloom, and we are here on Talking Alternative.
Talking Alternative Radio, 24 hours a day.
Are you suffering from aches and pains? Has traditional medicine let you down? Are you tired of taking toxic medications? Then come to the Double Diamond Wellness Center and learn how our natural methods can help you to heal. Call us now at 212-721-8183. That's 212-721-8183. Or find us on the web at www.doublediamondwellness.com. We look forward to serving you.
I'm Tony Martinetti, the aptly named host of The Tony Martinetti Show, big nonprofit ideas for the other 95%. Your nonprofit is ignored because you're small or medium-sized, but you still need expertise and help with technology, fundraising, compliance, finance, and accounting. We'll look at all of these areas on The Tony Martinetti Show, Big Nonprofit Ideas for the Other 95%, on TalkingAlternative.com, Fridays, 1 to 2.
You're listening to the Talking Alternative Network.
Elvis Costello, what's so funny about peace, love, and understanding? I'm here with Dr. Elisa English. We are talking about healthy marital and boyfriend-girlfriend relationships. Or not even boyfriend, maybe boyfriend-boyfriend. Or girlfriend-girlfriend relationships. We're talking about relationships.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things that I found is that people change over time. And as a personal aspect, my wife was the same person I married 25 years ago.
Mm.
I just wanted something different now than I wanted 25 years ago. Not anybody's fault. What can you do about, and even sexually, the evolution of a relationship over decades?
Well, Larry, you know, part of growing in a relationship is evolving through the journey together with the desire and willingness to please each other. If you have no willingness or no desire to please, then a marriage will, let me say, take a path of struggle. Depositing sensuality in our emotional bank is often the last thing we think about in establishing a relationship. There's really little that could be done when you begin to evolve to a place where you no longer really see your partner as someone that you can engage in a wholesome, loving, sexy relationship with.
Yeah, but that doesn't happen with a snap of a fingers.
No.
That happens over time.
Over time. And so at some point, either one or the other stopped making emotional deposits. They just continue to withdraw. And so the more that you do that, you will have a bounce check.
So when you say yes to a question from your partner, because it's easy to do, and it ends the discussion, you're really making withdrawals.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And when you tune out, you are making withdrawals.
It's interesting you would mention the word tune out. There's some research that suggests when couples stop arguing that they're in a danger zone. And that is a very provocative way of looking at relationships where, like you said, okay, whatever, if you say so. Do that. Okay, I agree. Yeah, we can go there. Nothing bothers you. You have no opinion. You have no interest, no desire.
Well, you have interest and desire. You just don't care to share with those interests.
With that particular person.
With your mate.
Absolutely.
Now, I know I'm really going to open up. I'm going to expose myself on international internet radio. My wife could open a sentence with the following three words, and I literally would not hear another word during the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Those three words. Today, on Oprah, I had absolutely no interest. She knew I had no interest. It annoyed me that she was watching Oprah while I was trying to earn a living. And, you know, so it was like a dig and a dig, you know. She put a dig in talking about Oprah, and I put a dig in ignoring her completely.
Well, there was, you know, like you said, there's joint responsibility in a situation like that. One is that she really needed to look at the kinds of things that was more fulfilling in her life, so that the conversation around Oprah and what went on with Oprah that she know was quite annoying to you. And this is for anyone, that wasn't necessarily the place to go. But I also think that there was also a breakdown very early on in the communication between the two of you. And so at some point, you had tuned her out many years ago, and Oprah's been on 20 years, so she's been
25.
So she's been a part of your marriage for a long time. But I can say that when women are, when you just become, like I said, a brother, a sister, just a good friend, I just want to share with you what's going on in my day. And in my day, Oprah talked about weight gain or weight loss or whatever it is. And so you're like, well, instead of talking about Oprah, why don't you do something about whatever it is that you're trying to achieve, whether it's that weight weight gain.
Or you talk about it in a different way.
Absolutely.
Okay. What is the difference between sexuality and sensuality?
Well, sexuality is certainly, sexuality is more overt. You can, it's an experience. It's a physical connection. Sensuality is a more of like a desire. It's something someone exudes. It's something that they have. You can see it in them. You can look into their eyes. It's something that pulls you right into them. They don't need to do anything, say anything.
And I so got they just, it.
They just,
okay.
They just have it, you know?
Okay. What do you suggest about getting the sensuality back in your relationship?
Well, in all relationships, to gain your sensuality and get it back, you really need to begin to connect. I mean, all kinds of things from hugging and kissing and massaging and cuddling. All people, the power of the touch is amazing.
All right, we're going to talk more about that. If you have a question for Dr. Elisa, call in 877-480-4120. This is Talking Alternative. I am Larry Bloom on the Divorce Hour.
Cares about the clouds when we're together. Just sing a song and think about sunny weather. Happy trails to you till we meet again.